Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. I'm talking this week about getting out of harm's way. And so today I want to touch on the idea of deciding when to run. So when there's an impending storm that's headed in your direction, you have a decision to make. Do you stay or do you leave? So I was watching an interview with a boat captain the day before yesterday, and he had decided, this is actually, I guess it was over the weekend, because he had decided to stay, right? He was in Fort Myers at the time. It looked like the storm was just going to absolutely demolish Fort Myers. And here's this boat captain on a 30-foot boat that's staying to, quote-unquote, protect his interests. And so the question I had is if you're killed by the storm, what becomes of your interests? Sort of has a way of putting things in perspective. And in the end, the stuff's replaceable, and you are not replaceable, nor are your loved ones. So I understand the importance of people that are first responders. They need to stay behind. I understand the people who have to be there for business reasons. I get all that. But what I don't understand is people who choose to stay through some of these catastrophic storms when they have the means to get out of the way. And the other thing to consider is if you're making a decision for people other than you. So if you have children that are dependent upon you, you are making the decision for them. And I just want you to think about the emotional scarring that takes place as a young child sits huddled in a corner with his family as the house is being torn apart by a hurricane or the water begins to fill the home. So the question again is if there's a chance of destruction and you have the means to get away, why stay? If you have the means to deal with it, get out of the way. It's that simple. There's a lot of people that got very, very lucky, especially in Florida, over the course of the last 3 or 4 days, that had the means to get out and chose to stay. Again, and now next time the question becomes, well, we got through this one. Well, certainly we can handle anything. And you just never know what's going to happen. You have no idea. So why in the world would you take chances like that with your lives and the lives of your loved ones? Just a thought. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and then suggest they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on the idea of deciding when to get out of the way. For today, I just want you to think about this. There will be a time in your life where you're probably going to see an impending storm coming your way. Some danger that you can foresee. And the question you have to ask yourself is do you stay or do you go? But all I'm suggesting is if you have the means to get out of the way, and if there's even a small chance that something bad could happen, why take the risk? It's just not worth it. Human life is too precious.